diva Friday, front line. Friday, front line. Friday, front line. Friday, front line. Friday, it's front line. Friday, cowling. Front line. Friday, it's front line. Friday,
Ebony. Friday, I got the diva. Ebony. Friday, I got the diva. Ebony. Friday, I got the diva. Ebony. Friday, I got the diva.
Friday, you're an artist. Business. Artists about your business. Business that's artistic. Here we showcase the gifted. Come tune in and get lifted. Learn to hustle and flip it. Whether you're on a budget or riding around and getting it. Got promo at the wazoo. Call in, we'll spot you. All the artists on fire, so you know that music hot too. We got you, can't knock it. Interviews to topics. Yeah, the haters won't block it, but a freight train could stop it. We on the spot, on the grind. 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 We on the spot, on the grind. On the spot, on the grind. On the spot, on the grind. On the spot, on the grind.
Hey Ebony,
B,
I got your diva.
Hey
Ebony,
B,
I got your diva.
Hey
Ebony,
B,
I got your diva.
Hey
Ebony,
B,
I got your diva.
Welcome to front line
Friday.
It's front line
Friday.
Welcome to front line
Friday.
It's front line
Friday.
It's front line
Friday.
It's front line
Friday.
Friday.
It's
front line Friday. What up? Y'all know what time it is. It's your girl Diva Ebony B, and you are now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays, where we showcase, interview, and promote nothing but the hottest independent music. We're going to get in this thing tonight with Brick City Native. Bump Pro going to be up in here rocking out with us at that rock house. Awesome. We're going to have Journey Brave all the way from Chi-Town. Big shout out to Chi-Town for coming through the front line and showing some love. Of course, we're going to be interviewing, getting all up in their Kool-Aid and showcasing nothing but this hot independent music. Y'all make sure y'all call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521 and press the 1 button to be heard. Also, you can jump in my chat room. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/divaspot. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/divaspot. Get in the chat. Give us your feedback on the music, of course. And you can see this hot diva live on the video cam right now. Show me some love. Follow me on Twitter at Diva Ebony B and friend me on Facebook at www.facebook.com/DivaMaryK. Now, there's something about a tattooed white girl that Bump Pro loves. And we're going to find out about that today. So without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and bring in our soldier on the front line, Bump Pro. Squad up, Brick City Native. Let's do it.
Baby,
we're
so glad
you're
here. Yes.
I'm happy to be here. I'm flattered.
What's going
on? Yo, this is huge. This is huge you got going on here. This is big.
Oh, man, we have so much fun. Bump Pro, for those who don't know who you are, because most likely they've been under my mind, it's over about Somali. Let them know who you are, where you're from, and what you're doing.
Hey
man.
Hey man, this is Bump Pro. That's lowercase b u m p capsule p r o. And I don't got nothing but a whole new genre of music for you people. That's all. I mean, you had a couple people who have done it. You know, you had Eminem, you had Lil Wayne, who did it dad with the rock and the hip hop, and that whole transcending genres of music. But this rock out thing right here coming from Bump Pro, I feel like I'm the first to do it. Like, it's in me. Like, you have no idea. And I'm from North, where rocking gauges and skinnies and listening to rock is unheard of. So, I mean, I know I'm sticking my ass out there, but I'm confident. I'm a little arrogant, and I've been through it all, so I'm up for whatever.
That's what's up. Bump Pro, where is this and how did it all start? Like, of course, we want to know your backstory, but what made you decide to do music? course, I know it all with living. That's why we've been a party. But where did it all start for you when you first picked up your mic? You know what? I'm really happy.
I had to be about high school. A little bit after high school. Nas came out, and he was just like, wow, what are you other dudes been doing before Nas came out? Like, seriously. He moved me. That's why I started rapping. Like, he had something to say. His whole swag. He was, like, super cool, yet different than what was going on before him. Because just think, like, before Nas, It was like old school to me, like, you feel what I'm saying? So that whole thing moved me, but I love. I played quarterback for football in Little League. Like, I'm a leader, obviously. So that I was like, damn, I could be on stage. I could make a thousand people lift their arms up, or I can say something that could change somebody or get somebody through the moment. And it was therapeutic to myself when I started writing, because I started writing poems when I was like third grade, fourth grade, not even liking it. Mom Dukes took us to a poetry contest, made me enter it. I came in third place, and I loved it. I was like, wow, I felt special. You know what I'm saying? So it felt like it was like my calling, like after I realized I might be too short to be an NFL quarterback. You feel me? That was that.
But I got other talents, and you know, right now, I want to take this time out because this is a very, very special day. And it's a very, very special interview on Diva Spot. So big happy birthday to my old earth, my queen, Rosalind. We love you, baby. Mom, it's been 14 years since you've been gone, but look at your queen now. Thank you for the guidance. Thank you.
She got to be proud.
But then, you know, sometimes behind every strong woman there's a strong man, of course, is vice versa.
Of course.
Big shout out to Omar. Omar Dismute, my first
love. My God.
Yes.
Oh, my God. My first best friend, my cousin.
Yes. Cousin.
Wow.
Your cousin started years ago, 97. This young man was able to, he was the start in the birth of a diva. He gave me. He was the one that was like, yo, when you walking with me, you're not holding your head down. And from that day, he put a spark in me. So I salute to you, King, and I salute to my queen. And this show was so
blessed.
I know that y'all are here. So I'm just
thankful. That's hot.
And I take this time out to live my life like it's golden.
That's huge. Like tomorrow ain't promised, which is cliche, but, I mean, that's how you got to live it, man. That's the only way you get it.
That's the only way you got to give it, and you got to be able to take what happened in the past, put it hard, take it, and motivate it. So, Omar, to my mother, to my grandmother, this for y'all here.
All right.
Yeah! You now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio, Frontline Friday, powered by Phenomenal Radio. Make sure you call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521, and press the 1 button to be heard. We got Bump Pro live in the building on the front line, and we about to showcase this hot track, Tatted White Girl. Bump Pro, why don't you go ahead and introduce it and let them know that they're hearing it live right here on Frontline Friday.
Something by the Tattoo White Girl that I love. Also love when the bass go boom in the club. Yo, it's your boy Bump Pro, man. Go check that video, Tattoo White Girl. Sheesh.
Songs by the Tattoo White Girl that I love. Also love when the bass go boom in the club.
That's
who
right.
Wants to turn the fucking lights on, getting stung. I can see it in her eyes. She want me to take her home. And right before we go, I let the wolves loose and had them dogs let them flow. Make it tradition everywhere we go, so they know how I'm dreaming for more.
You're coming back, right?
Yeah.
You're a rock star.
I know.
Oh my God, girl.
I know.
It's a city with nothing pretty in my. Addictive behavior mixed with vodka, why not?
Straight
a dozen groupies, I call them my rock
five.
Now what you got, this friend from Entourage. Look, range from from the loud smoke. I'm up, Ray Bans, hot dog. Who was that? God knows, when the hell did he get that flow? Make me go, my bum, bro. Look at all the kids outside that door. Just wanna go grab where he's thinking.
Something by the Tattoo White Girl that I love. Also love when the bass go boom in the club. Whoever turned the fucking lights on.
Gotta learn to not give a fuck. Forward is the only plan. Create them all, make the brand. Next round is for the fans. Track the club, take a stand. Go for yours, quit playing. Break all rules, cut the line. Act a fool, who cries? Head down. Love when the rock out boys come around. Can't get enough for that, bro. That bro. Can't get enough for that show. When a rock out boy come around, can't get enough for that freaking show. That show. That mother show.
That show.
That show.
I'm
either on that artist or on that Chevy clean.
Yeah.
Looking like I'm closing, taking the picture for a magazine. Who's out for the can that Cali do to show the swing? And take some Chevy Sutton, shopping for the machine.
That new white girl that I love. Also love when the bass go boom in the club. Whoever turned the fucking lights on, getting stung. I can see it in her eyes. She want me to take her home. And right before we go, I let the wolves loose and had them all split a flow. Make it tradition everywhere we go, so they know. Have a spirit for mo.
You coming back, right?
Yeah.
You a rock star.
I know.
Hold up! Yo, this the Wizard, J Dutch. You are now tuned in to the live Frontline Fridays with Diva Ebony B and Tay Black dropping nothing but hot indie artist music. Tune in live at www.phenomradio.com.
Yeah, it's your boy K Flames, and you are now tuned in live on Frontline Fridays, powered by Phenomenal Radio with Diva Ebony B and Tay Black, dropping nothing but hot indie artists and music. Tune in live at www.divaspotradio.com. That's www.divaspotradio.com. Yeah, turn up.
Yo, this Lady G. You are now tuned in live with Diva Mary Kay, Miss Motivation, I See You, and Tay Black on Frontline Fridays, where all hot indie artists and music is live and bumping. Featuring nothing but true soldiers. Watch me do my thing. Watch me do my thing. Stay tuned for Bad Chicks. Stay on top. Let's go.
Make sure you check out Diva Mary Kay
on Frontline Friday,
where all hot indie artists and music live. For info, call 908-296-5739.
What up, y'all? We back in this thing. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B, and you are now on the front line. We got our special guest, Bunko, live in the building. Talking about that white girl. My question about this song, of course, I like this song. It's hot. The video is hot. But how did you go from basically Lauryn Hill, that theme, to Front Pro? Like, how did you change? I remember you was just being breaking, looking down, and messing in like that. And then all of you had dreads and everything. Then it's just,
yo, it's not no overnight process. It's called evolution. Like, it's called evolution, and it's called building confidence. Because I know you know, and like my man Omar, rest in peace, who played a big part in this whole evolution. We always were skateboarders, and we listened to Guns N' Roses and Nirvana, and we was also Nas and Run DMC fans. Like, but coming up in North, like in Bellsburg back then, it wasn't that cool to be, you feel what I'm saying? No. Let the hood know that you listen to rock music and you skateboarded, and you feel what I'm saying? We entering contests, my cousin entering BMX contests, like. But now, like, you start realizing, like, damn, people love me. Like, I don't have to do what you think is cool. Like, I don't have to be what y'all think is happening. Like, so after you lose friends and you get in a lot of trouble, and you just start becoming really who you are. It's like you coming into yourself. I know what that means. Like, now I go see the homies, and I got 3/4-inch gauges, and I rock Chucks every day, and they still love me. And I'm like, damn, this is crazy. I could have been doing this, but I was just influenced by rock music. I always loved rock music. I mean, like Black Sabbath, like Led Zeppelin. So then these things start mixing. As I went to school, I studied engineering and production and recording. And, you know, you get a new diverse group of friends. And I'm like, damn, these guys love and like the music that I love, and I've been bottling all this up, just trying to do what my homies thought was cool instead of what was dear to me. Like, so when I got out of school and I'm done that whole street life thing and I got my own studio, this is the shit that was coming out of me, Ed. Like, it wasn't like I was like, what can I do different? How can I make a, what can I do to raise my wow factor? It wasn't nothing like that. Like, I just started producing shit with heavy guitars and steel hip-hop beats. And I'm Newark. I'm from the hood, so I ain't got to rap about that. You can smell that on me. You can hear that in my soul. Like, I can, I'm talking about a tattoo white girl, but you still know that this kid is hood. Like, I don't have to do that.
Now, is the sisters really hating because it's something about a tattoo white girl that you love? You know, I'm a sister.
Of course. And of course. And I love my mama. I don't think I would ever marry a white woman. I don't think.
No,
but
we ain't having that. Riri ain't having that. Big shout out to all the queens who have been raising you and me. Big shout out to Riri. Big shout out to Riri.
Right. Strong black women. Strong black women.
Man, do you hear me? These women, if you want to get something together and make a change and make something happen, call them. Man, listen, they are some strong.
Oh, man.
We have carried many of generations and not even their own, including Diva. Big shout out to Iva. That's my God. That's my mother. When my mother passed, that was my mother. And she always nurtured me. A big shout out to your mother for being so supportive. Like,
oh,
she was perfect. Be yourself. She always made sure that children and the youth had an opportunity to express themselves.
Yeah, Riri, my mother's such a philosopher.
Oh, man. This is for Riri. This is for the queens right here. I got something for the queens that I put together, and I wanted them to hear because they are the best.
Right. My backbone. That's my second mother. I mean, like, when we was little, go around to Doreen's house and get some sugar and some milk and vice versa. Like, so Omar and Sharif, like, we was all brothers and sisters. I don't have cousins. Like, we all brothers and sisters. But back to, like, tattoo white girl, like, it's not about the tattoo white girl per se. You know what I'm saying? It's just that when I see a tattoo white girl or a tattoo any color girl and she got tattoos on her face or neck and she's confident, she don't give a fuck what y'all, excuse me, don't care how y'all feel.
Thank you. Just
screams that. It screams, I don't care. This makes me feel awesome. And that's what the song is about. It's about transcending and bringing us all together about the bigger picture, which is humanity and harmony. And that's it, which is corny, but it's real.
It is real about humanity. We all do need to come together. Being that I moved to Seattle, it's a whole bunch of liberals out here. Like, the liberal people out here, and, you know, they believe that supporting one another, supporting their communities, being they self, expressing they self. You know, some things be all right with, but some things you got to keep a cap on. This for you, Riri. This for you, Jackie. Right.
It's just like music. Ooh, music is the soul of the man.
Jam unto the music, baby.
Music makes a
jam,
happy day.
Jam, get funky, funky, funky.
And music makes a
what?
Crowds roll by, baby.
Say what?
Your music kissed my tears and shut my
eyes.
Your music makes me want to sing. The music is a joy to bring.
Hey.
Music is my heart and soul.
Stay
precious, then go.
Turn on some
music. Wow. Yeah.
Wow. What music does to you, man, and I'm definitely on it when you say it's all about being yourself and expressing yourself and not really caring about how people want to push you in this box, how you're supposed to be, how they consider the average black man, average black woman, average white man, average white woman. If this is, I'm not who you think I am. And what society is putting out there, the media, that's exactly why I actually got into radio, to tell you the truth, is to be able to open up my diva mouth and say, look, they lying. That's not how it is.
Period. Wow.
Period. Cut the TV off and let's get back to spending time with each other, educating each other, and going to see each other. Don't just go Google something and just trust Google.
Right.
All these people that trust Google, they're like, let me Google that. Oh, yeah, it's true, because Google said it. That's not necessarily true. For real.
If I need a definition of a word, I'll Google it. That's about it.
Yeah, I'll definitely.
That's where it ends.
The media has a strong influence. And that's my next question. As an artist,
right.
You know,
right.
Like,
right.
You know who have a strong influence. People are following, they listen to their music. You know, what best you want to put out there for the upcoming you, as we are so dynamic right now. What change are you making, and how is it being effective in a positive way?
Oh man, I mean, you said what changes and where I'm coming, because you're breaking up a little bit.
Well, you know, when I said we do music, when you put your music out, how do you want it to affect people? How do you want people to
know? Man, exactly what you should. You just answered that question. Like, you just want to give people that confidence that you have. Like, it's not easy. I know that now that I have it.
Mm-hmm.
But the years that I didn't, like, I just want them to listen to the music, and if they want to wear pink Vans or you see what I'm saying, do it, because you're only going to make yourself unhappier trying to make somebody else happy. You know what I'm saying?
Now, what about the booty taking out? This is my question. You a man? I'm gonna ask you, what's going on with all this booty cleavage? These men running around here with their butts out. I don't want to see the cuffs of your butt. That's just not sexy. Explain
oh my God.
What's up with cleavage? Where do you see it at? Because I know it's about freedom and expression, but come on.
Yeah, but it's also about respecting others. Like, you see what I'm saying? So that's really how I look at it. Like, it's not about you. Like, you can express yourself and still be positive and not offend someone. Like, if your butt is out, like, I'm offended. Or what about the kids, like, that's looking, or like. It's just weird, like, but that's just the people that we look up to. We need more people like us who are doing us and not doing you. Like, I'm not doing nothing to make you feel good. Like, I'm not.
I'm not here to entertain you. That's
no, I'm not. And it's crazy because I'm just lucky that I have a group of people that like my music, because selfishly, it's my therapy. Like, my music I make works for me, and I love it, and it moves me, and it gets me through the day, and it just so happens that it does the same for you.
Let's go to the phone lines against the bomb, man. It's perfect. If you want to call line, you can press the one button to be heard. 973-288, you on the front line. What's your name? Where you calling from? Let me see. 973-288, can you hear us?
Yes, hi, how are you?
I'm fine. Who we got on the front line?
Oh, well, hello, Miss Emily. This is Riri. I just had to call in and say thank you, Miss Emily. I heard your little shout out. You know, I love my son and I support him in every way. But in light of Women's History Month, I just had to give a shout out to you, my sister. You know, and I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of what you're doing and for having my son on here. So this is like a really good thing right now. I'm feeling really good.
Thank you, Riri. You don't know how you the whip, and you got me here, Riri. Look, this was all your hard work and your dedication. I'm here because of y'all, man. It's a family affair.
Oh, that's sweet.
Riri, you got some shout outs, baby. You got a song request. I got you.
I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
I said, you got some shout outs. You want to request a song?
No, I'm good. I just want to say thank you to you and to my family, and I just wish that my son Aziz, well, known as Bump, go ahead and continue to do his thing and to reach the stars.
Riri, what you think about Tatted White Girl?
You know, I was confused at first, I must say, because, you know, as Afrocentric as I am, but he explained it to me, and, you know, I'm clear with that, so I'm good with it. I'm good with it now.
Thank you, but it means a lot.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. I'm happy about that. Because I know he always tried to do positive things and leave a positive message, especially now on the minds of our young children. So I'm happy. I'm happy with what he's doing.
Riri, you out there too. Don't get it twisted. Riri is the actionist. I like to call us actionists.
Hey, that's what I live for. I try. We got to try to save some of them. We may not save all of them, but 1, 10, 20, 100, I'm happy with that. So I'm still trying to do my thing. Thank you.
What projects got coming up, Riri, and where can they go to find out about the projects that you already done already, the work that you're doing in the community?
Well, actually, right now, I'm trying to put together a youth program, myself with a friend of mine. Mm-hmm. And a teen program specifically for young ladies, unwed mothers, because as you know, I was a mother at 17, but I just want our kids to know that your life doesn't have to stop there. You know, I raised 4 kids on and off without their dad, and I continue to go to school. I got my degree, so I just want to keep giving back to my community. You know, I love North, born and raised there, and no matter where I go, where I live, that's my home. So I continue to give back, and right now I was working with the North Anti-Violence Coalition, but I'm still, supporting them in the POP organization, but I'm trying to do my thing right now. So,
you got a palette right here, baby. You got a palette right here. Anytime you got an event, anytime you got something going on.
Oh, I'm
going
to hold you to that.
So I'll do it. You hit me up, and we could even make it a going thing where you can have a palette on my show. Pick a day. And I'll give you you come on here.
Oh, that's
good. It's done.
I'm going to hold you to that, too. I'm sure you will.
We'll
use all the hands we can get.
I got you. I love you.
I hear you. Love you, too, baby.
Now, it's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live on Frontline Friday. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard. Bump Pro is live in the building with us. Call up and show us some love in the chat room, on the Twitter. I see everybody on the Twitter, too. Big shout out to all my Twitter fans. I see y'all.
Oh, my God. Yo, you are popping. You are somebody. I'm just happy to be a part of something so big.
Oh, man. It's just a great thing. It's a beautiful situation, baby. And it's what we do. It's a beautiful situation. We just get an education to make it happen. Now, Z,
right.
I did want to talk to Z. Bump Pro, whatever.
It's cool.
I just want to talk on the things that's going on with the second generation of ours, of our youth. How, the killing and the stuff that's going on. We are here to raise awareness and let our youth know that we don't have to live this way. We are kings and queens. We don't live below our means. And you can take a look at Bump Pro. Take a look at Diva Ebony B. We've been where y'all been, but I want to definitely talk about that and get your feedback on what you feel that we can do, all of us, to make a change and start going in the right direction.
We gotta stop minding our own business.
Oh.
Like as I hear a lot of us say, like it's not our business. Like it's not your business until it's your child. Like. Your child don't have to be selling drugs and gang banging to get in some trouble, to be shot or stabbed or even jumped or even to be bullied or abused. Like these are all things you need help with. Like my girl Ed called me, man. I was going to see a friend, man. His son just was shot 5 times. Like a half hour before the radio show. This is real life. We're living over here. Like this is a real deal. Like. All we need is to stop minding our own business. All these people who have sense, who had opportunities to go to school and be raised by Riri's and Ivas, like our people, we just got to start stepping out. It is our business. Like, we need programs. We just need to network. Like, I don't know what you're capable of. I don't know what you can do. You don't know what I can do, what I'm trying to do, but... We just need to let these kids know we give a fuck. That's it. It starts with I care. Yo, look, you are my business. Like, and that's where it starts, man. You got to start small. Like, everybody don't have access to millions of dollars to build facilities. You just got to start asking questions. Reach out. You see somebody that look hurt or he looks... Start a conversation. Like, that's where it starts. It starts with unity. It starts with caring, like, and that's what we don't do. We don't even look at each other there. Like, we walk by, I'm not trying to give you eye contact so we could just say hi and what's going on. You feel what I'm saying? And that's where it starts. That's where it starts.
And that's what we will start. And thank you, Bart Pro, for that, because that's what we already start doing. We got to start being accountable for our neighborhood, too.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
Open
yep.
your mouth up and yep. be accountable for our neighborhoods, too, as well. My house was broken in like 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago and stole my laptop. Didn't take the charger, but stole my laptop. I already knew what that was about. But instead of me getting mad and getting angry at everybody and selling up, what I did was I decided to start a neighborhood watch in my neighborhood. I've seen the problem. I'm more focused on the solution. Diva Ebony B is more of a solution person. I've had enough problems. Give me a problem, okay, fine. Now we need to talk about the solution. I would encourage you all to start a neighborhood watch in your neighborhood. I went online, I researched it. I went to the neighborhoodwatch.com. I looked at what's the requirements, what's allowed, what's not allowed, and how to get the policemen active in your on your area to patrol your area, not just come sit for a few minutes or call after something has happened. And
that's right. We don't complain. Yep,
and that's what you pay for. You pay your taxes coming out to make sure the policemen are doing their job, and you should know your neighborhood police. They're not the enemy.
And by name.
Because you're making them the enemy. You think they only want to get up and risk their life every day to come and deal with you and your domestic violence or deal with the gangbang and dealing with people being shot, dealing with picking up little girls who have been raped, breaking up fights between kings and queens, fighting over nothing. That's the problem. And I'm so glad I've seen this too, and I'm about to get in, bring in Journey Bray, because his music relates to what I'm saying too. Mm-hmm. But Harriet Tubman, there was a post on Facebook, and it was a picture of Harriet Tubman. And she said, I freed over 10,000 slaves, but I would have been able to free more if they knew they were slaves.
I just read that, man. It's awareness, man.
Over 10,000 slaves, I think it was more, but she was like, I would have been able to free more if they knew that they were slaves. You got to wake up, y'all. We got to start treating each other like kings and queens. I call my sisters and brothers or the people I talk to kings and queens. I'm changing the nature of it. I'm bringing another language to you. Because if I treat you with respect from the gate, then you have no, you want to respond to it in a positive way. That's
right.
How I look at it.
Right.
So I encourage you guys, start a neighborhood watch, start getting to know each other, knock on each other's doors, how you doing, what's going on. If you live next door to me, I need to know because you can be Bin Laden.
Right. Right. You got a very good point. Right.
Oh, man.
You are the next Eldridge Cleaver. I want to know.
Ain't nothing wrong with being, it's not about being nosy because we started this whole no snitching thing, but it's no snitching until your family is laid out there with their head bust wide open.
Yeah.
Bump Pro, I appreciate you coming through, baby. You got time to stay with us for another hour or two so we can get into it with Journey Brave, or you got to move on?
No, I'm here. I'm gonna step out, but I'm gonna go online. I'm gonna come back. I love this guy's name. I want to see what the music about Journey Brave. Holy shit, that's powerful.
It's going down. It's your girl, Diva FB. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio's Frontline Friday Squad. Up. Big shout out to Slim the Phenomenon, Slate Stone, Future Guru 100, DJ Boogie, DJ Sway, Chrome, Gmo, my whole team. Make sure y'all go to www.phenomradio.blogspot.com. Again, that's www.phenomradio.blogspot.com, and check out all the powerful things we are doing for the independent artists and the independent businesses. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B, and it's phenomenal. We'll be right back.
Diva Spot Radio on the spot, on the grind.
Yo, this Lady G. You are now tuned in live with Diva Mary Kay, Miss Motivation I See You, and Tay Black on Frontline Fridays, where all hot indie artists and music is live and bumping. Featuring nothing but true soldiers. Watch me do my thing. Watch me do my thing. Stay tuned for Bad Chicks. Stay on top.
Let's go.
Make sure you check out Diva Mary Kay on Frontline Friday, where all hot indie artists and music live. For info, call 908-296- 5739.
What's going on, you guys? It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. Are you tired of being a worker bee and ready to be the boss? The time is now to contact DMV staffing and put yourself in the driver's seat. Follow Lyndon Greer on Twitter at LGTime. That's LGSTIME. And start making your own hours and seeing real financial growth and freedom through your hard work. Also, be sure to go to www.dmvstaffing.com. Again, that's www.dmvstaffing.com.
Good. It's your girl Shawana in the building. You dropping an album? You have a business and you need to get the word out? Call Future Guru 908-202-1501. The guru of viral marketing. PR marketing promotion packages available for your brand. Everybody is balling on a budget. Future Guru will handle all your viral marketing, Twitter account management, website design, IAP, and more. Future is ready. Let's go. Call Future Guru 908-202-1501. Email futureguru100@gmail.com or twitter.com/futureguru100. Let's go.
It's all about the music. The music.
Check 1-2.
This is the Frontline Fridays Radio with DJ Mary Kay and Tay Black in the mix.
Kane is in the building, nigga.
Turn it up, turn your volumes up. Come on, everybody, time to turn your volumes up. Turn it up, turn it up, till your speakers scream. Diva Mary Kay about to satisfy your dreams. Turn it up, turn it up, turn your volumes up. Turn it up, turn it up, turn your volumes up. You know who I'm rocking with is Diva Mary Kay. See, I turn on her station, man, I listen every day. She's different, not the same, that's why people know her name. And when she pumps that volume, everybody goes insane. Calling any station, if y'all hear me, there's no competition in any city. He got a girl that's cool with the guys. Diva Mary Kay, she's smooth like a ride. She's guaranteed to play high records every time. So, turn it up, turn it up, turn your volumes up. Come on, everybody, time to turn your volumes up. Turn it up, turn it up, turn your volumes up. Come on, everybody, time to turn your volumes up. Turn it up, turn it up, till your speakers scream. Diva Mary Kay about to satisfy your dreams. Turn it up, turn it up, turn your volumes up. Turn it up, turn it up, turn your volumes up.
It's your girl Diva Ebony B, and you are now tuned in live to the Frontline, where we showcase, interview, and promote nothing but the hottest in and out of the industry, baby. Now, y'all know we did it big. We went to over to Brick City, we went to the East Coast, we went to Jersey. We had Bump Pro up in this thing, but of course, we had to go over to Illinois, keep it East Coast, and do our thing with Journey Brave. Journey Brave got something for the people, and he's going to tell you all about the thing. So without further ado, let's bring in our special guest, Journey Bray.
Yo, what is good? Frontline Fridays, huh? What's up?
What's going on, King? It's an honor to have you here. Big shout out to D-Play from the D-Hour Show. We actually got a chance to check them out and hear your music on there. And we was like, yo, this is really dope. We got to have them on the front line.
or I thoroughly appreciate it. Thank you.
Now, allowing you to reintroduce yourself, let the people know who you are, where you're from, and how you came to making this wonderful music that motivates and educates people.
Oh, my goodness. Well, my name is Johnny Brave, and, you know, it's more of a statement. It's a statement, more of a name. You know, life is a journey, and we have to be brave to get what it is we want out of life and to be successful. So, you know, I tell myself every day, you know what I mean? And hopefully, you know, people who vibe with me, you know, on that same thing, man. I'm from a little bit of everywhere. I was born in the Midwest, in Evanston, Illinois. I was raised half my life in Charm City, Baltimore, Maryland, and then I lived in Richmond, Virginia, for the second half of my life before I moved down here to the A, Atlanta, Georgia. So, it's a little bit about me.
That's what's up. Making that journey to Atlanta, you know, how has that affected your music? How has being in Atlanta benefited your music?
Atlanta has been a very educational place for me. I've been able to observe and watch how things happen, how you actually become successful. There's a lot of artists down here. You know, the market is it's like oversaturated, and there's a lot of really good artists in Atlanta that some people never heard of, you know. So just being around those artists, man, and just really working on my craft and learning about it, that's probably been the best thing that I've taken from Atlanta, just learning about myself and about the music, about the business, those things.
What type of flow would you say that you have? What things do you deliver through your music?
What type of flow?
Yeah.
I got the real life flow.
Yeah.
I just got that. Let's call it the real life flow, man. Like, you know, I really incorporate what I see and what I feel into my music, and you know, I pretty much, you know, approach each beat and let that inspire me to create the words, you know?
Okay. Johnny Brave, if you wasn't doing music, what would you be doing right now?
I'd still be an artist. I'm a photographer. I like doing videography. I like to cook. I like creation. I like creating things.
Well, that's definitely what's up. Tell us about this track right here, The Fame, so we can go ahead and get into it right here on the front.
Oh, The Fame is one of my favorite songs. Like, I actually was on my way to Chicago to take my godmother up there for a little class reunion, and I was listening to her iPod, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And this song by the Dionne Warwick cover called San Jose came on, and it just rocked my world just hearing it. So I was like, let me chop that up. Let me approach it. And I made the track to it, and then I wrote to it, you know. I actually laid the verses down. So, that's that.
Well, that's what's up. Let's get into this hot track right here by Johnny Brave called The Fame. Squad up.
Fame is for Johnny, is a magnet. It can pull you far away from home. With a dream in your heart, you're never alone. Dreams turn into dust and blow away. And there you are, without a friend. You pack your car and ride away.
Science like Einstein on the grind for my bread. My flow so hot, it's like a stove's in my head. My words so sharp, when I spit, they like lead or legs. Cause when I talk, they walk through your head and recline. Change the channel of your mind to JBTV. Tuned into my lines with ink on paper. I'm writing this lightning, it's striking, leaving vapors. I'm a thunderstorm, but my words are earthquakes. Each line's like a crack in the place when they shaking. Consider me half mad, half amazing. I should be famous, but I remain nameless. I guess that's how the game is. I gotta get my money up, gotta do my promo, gotta build my fan base. It's happening in slow-mo. Maybe I should give up, move to Chicago. If only I could just hit the lotto. Man,
I want the fame, the fortune. You want the fame, the fortune. We want the fame, the fortune. But let's go deeper. Come on, I want the fame, the fortune. You want the fame, the fortune. We want the fame, the fortune. But let's go deeper. Come on,
I go deeper than the wide receiver. Or the subsonic bass in the speaker, flow full of ether. Yeah, call me Napalm John, cause when I turn my rhymes on, I bomb like Vietnam, dawn to dusk. I strike like elephant tusk, spit truth, most dudes just embellish and rust. Bro, I shine like greasy foreheads in summertime, though. Life is a witch, her body's divine, so I'ma stay in the. For as long as I can, till I bust and give birth to my marvelous plans. People try to get more green like more green and get shot in the eye by your wise guy. I dream it, patiently play my hand, not chasing cream, cause cream come easy when you own the cow. Milk it every day and make cheese by the pound. Milk it every day and make cheese, homie. I want the fame,
the fortune. You want the fame.
Than the temperature in deep freezers, deeper than the scandals in police force, deeper, deeper than the black in my skin, deeper than the look of Charles Manson when he grinned, deeper than the strums of Jimi Hendrix, the hums of fallen youth when bullets release their spirits, the fate of the wicked, deeper than the roots of religion, it's fiction, the same lies that fool Muslims, they fool Christians, deeper, deeper than the truth, deeper than the noose, deeper than swastikas of the Jews, deeper than the flu vaccination. They inject you with a virus for a payment statement. Deeper than the Matrix, CIA agents, UFO cases, income tax payments. Deeper than races using Bible translations. Deeper than spaces, face it, man, I want the fame.
The fortune, you want the fame.
What up, y'all? It's your boy EP Elder Bars Jr. You're now tuned in live on Frontline Fridays, powered by Phenomenal Radio with Diva Ebony B and Tay Black, dropping nothing but hot indie artists and music. Tune in live.
Let's go deeper, y'all. Ah, we back in the stage. Jeremy Breaks here. Oh, he just turned out with that hot track name. We gotta go deep. Jeremy Breaks, that is a hot song right now.
I'm not hearing the host right now.
Oh, hold on. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
All right,
the music
great.
The music is a little louder than you, though.
No, that's all right. Let me turn it up. Let me turn it down for you. Thank you, King. I appreciate that. All right.
Thank you.
No problem. Now, with the song, like when you're in the booth, when you're in the studio, when you make the song, does it naturally come to you via a beat, or does some project, or does it take time for you to put it together?
Sometimes, I mean, it's a little bit of everything. I'll be honest with you. Sometimes I have written verses that have been written to other music, and I hear something else, and it inspires me to put that verse on that beat. But sometimes I hear a beat, and it automatically, it inspires me to start creating something to that. So it varies. It just depends on the moment, I'll be honest with you.
That's definitely what's up. Let's get some feedback from the call line on your music. Of course, we got the King, J. Ritter Rillers is up in his thing. Peace, King. Peace, King. Give show some love for our special guest, Journey Clay.
What's going on, King? Diva, how you feeling this evening?
Salute. I'm doing great.
Hey, man, I'm feeling that. I actually got my peoples here, man, and we, listening and supporting Station, support Diva, what she doing, man. And I told my nephew, man, I said, as soon as the track dropped, I said, with a sample like that, before the song started, I said, you expect it to be some real hip-hop. And he looked over and he said, okay. He said, yeah, you know what, I feel you. So it dropped, and then with the drop, when the beat dropped in, we just, this neck motion among both of us just got the bobbling. And so we looked at each other and we was like, okay, now let's peep the bars. And then when the bars could start flowing out your mouth, bro, I was like, oh, I had to stop everything I was doing. You know what I'm saying? That I had to go ahead and turn it up two notches, man. I respect what you're doing, man. I appreciate the fact that you're coming with that righteous, you know what I'm saying, that spit, man. And I would, man, I'm ready to work, man. They call me Jay Real the Realist, man. I mean, it's not about me right now. It's about you, man. But definitely, man, we need to turn it up one time. Continue to incorporate some of this knowledge into this music, man, this reality into this music, man, and continue to do what you're doing, man, because I'm loving it, man. You got you a new fan right here.
General the Realist, I appreciate you, man. Yo, let's just hit me up, man, and let's continue to build, you know?
Journey, where can they contact you at? What's your Twitter and your website that they can go to contact you directly?
You can contact me directly on Twitter at Journey Brave. You know, everything is Journey Brave. You can go to facebook.com/Journey Brave. I even put my email out there for you. Hit me up at journeybrave@gmail. It's real simple, man. It's easy to contact me. My website is journeybrave.com. You know, that's pretty much it.
That's what's up. Now, Journey Brave, we on the... Wait a minute, let me pause because King got me speaking. It's going to be an echo. Ah. Now, that's what you hear when you open up the website. The website is dope. You know, it's really nice, and I know you said that you were into videography, and it's all tying into now. I like how you have your website laid out. It's really cool. Now, with playing your music, I want to get some feedback on J. Real, the Realist music, and it's featuring Crass as well, and it's called So Cold. So can I play this track for you real fast?
Yeah.
Let me get into it. I'm going to let J. Real, the Realist, go ahead and introduce this track right here because it's really hot.
Oh yeah, I apologize, Quinn. I'm father first, musician second. You know what I'm saying? So,
my man.
Definitely, So Cold was something that I felt was needed in a hip hop stance and a jazzy level. Shout out to my boy Craig from Compton, representing Compton, who hopped on the track with me. We went and me and him hopped in his Paquito, man, and we took a day out, shot the video, just me and him. And you can find that on the website. But So Cold, run it, and I hope you appreciate it for what it is.
That's what's up. Now, King, is this the track that you were telling me about just a few minutes ago?
Oh no, that's a separate track.
What's the other track?
Down. That's actually by Chase Aaron.
And everybody can follow him at Chase Aaron _. He's 19 now? 19 now? And I would label him as a blues singer. Now, I know in 2013 to hear a 19-year-old labeled as a blues singer, that just, it don't click right in your brain. But that's how this man is producing this vocal stream out his mouth. So I call it as I see it. So, you know, I had him on the Real Love Project. He's the first song on the Real Love Project. It's entitled Down. And when I heard the song, he provided so much talent, so much inspiration within this song. I said, cats ain't singing like this. These cats are auto-tuning and singing. They're not singing like this. They're not putting passion like he's putting the passion into this vocalist. And I want to support him all the way. But, yeah, I don't want to take too much time away from, like I said, it's not my time to shine. You know,
but that's cool. Go ahead and stay tuned. I'm going to get that track in there because I wanted Johnny Brave to hear it. But I'm gonna pass on the other one. But I'm going to get it uploaded in a minute so we can play it. But back to you, Johnny Ray. This song right here does something for me. It's great to hear artists out of all the music. Of course, I listen to music all day, and y'all know that people be sending some crazy stuff to me. I had an artist send me a song about him choking his cat. Why would I want to play that? He's like, this hot too, Diva. I'm like, no, it's not hot, and it's not for the people. You got another hot track called The People. I want to get into that one right now and showcase it live right here on Frontline Fridays. Go ahead and introduce us for us, Journey Brave.
Yo, The People, it's a producer out there by the name of Night Wonder. I'm sure that y'all know about him.
Yeah.
My man is a beast. You know, he has a lot of just music out in the universe, like. So I was just surfing the net, and I came across this YouTube that had this beat on it. And as soon as I heard it, man, it just kind of provoked these words. I wrote The People to this Ninth Wonder track. And what's cool about this one is that a good friend of mine down here in Atlanta, a video director by the name of Eric Gordon, he heard the music and got so inspired to it. He was like, man, we have to shoot a video to it. And we decided to base the video kind of loosely off of, you know, Martin Luther King Jr.'s last day here, and what that may have been like, him kind of going through his process, and then being welcomed into another, you know, form of existence. You know what I'm saying? It's interesting. So he shot this video, man. It's, hopefully people can feel it, you know, and I'm glad that you like it.
That's what's good. It's live right here with your girl Diva Ebony B on Frontline Fridays. Journey Brave, The People.
This is for the people. Against the odds. Yeah. Journey Brave, Night Wonder on the beat for the people. I represent the underdog, the misunderstood, the dream chaser, the one who sacrificed everything but his character to be successful, the struggle, the victory. Putting my life on pages, performing it on stages, hearing crickets in the crowd, they waiting for something better than I got. Time's wasted, my 5 minutes are gone and I'm alone, just face it. I should go back home, but my life is a song on repeat, replaying, and I feel that I'm great, but what do you do when they feel that you ain't? Huh? What do you do when the pictures you paint aren't considered good enough to get inside the bank? Get a job, though it hurts, brother. Yeah, you wanna eat, you gotta work, brother. I'm better off playing church, brother. Nay, I'm feeling smaller than a smurf, brother. But I am bigger than the earth, brother. I won't stop till I'm laying in the hearse, brother. Yeah, yeah. See my people in the back, in the back. For my people in the front, this is for my people in the middle. Don't stop till you get what you want. This is for my people in the back. This is for my people in the front. This is for my people in the middle. Don't stop till you get what you want. Now journey, pray, journey, pray, journey, pray, journey, pray, journey, pray, journey, pray.
booing when you try to perform. The other side's like, homie, keep flowing. Yeah, journey brave till you die, keep growing. If you ever been fooled by life, yo, I can relate, just keep up the fight. I allow my failures to be evident. An open book, my success is relevant. Cause I'm you, and you're me. And we all are a part of the same string. An energy moving, I call that God. So I'd rather keep it real than live a facade. Some judge my appearance and call me whack. But I'm really God's child, you can call me that, yeah.
For my people in the back, this is for my people in the front, this is for my people in the middle, don't stop till you get what you want, this is for my people in the back, this is for my people in the front, this is for my people in the middle, don't stop till you get what you want, now journey, pray, journey, pray, journey.
But it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop. Like anybody, I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place, but I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will.
Diva Ebony B, and you are now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays. That was the people right there by Journey Brave. That's definitely hot. Journey Brave, I think that, I believe and I know that we need to have music like that to continue to put the fire inside of people to be mm-hmm. able to stand up for each other right. Like,
mm-hmm.
everything that you said in the song, and even going down to Martin Luther King, how he stood with that passion, how he stood with that conviction, like, I know, like, my God brought me here, and I'm not worried about being. I'm standing on what's right. I'm standing on righteousness, and we're moving forward. Like, that's power.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, you know what I mean? I'll be honest with you. That is, you know, that's what, you know, kind of motivates me. And it's really about, you know, just really, we all share the common confrontation with adversity. It's something that every person faces, and we can relate to each other on some level based on the adversity we've seen. And even what I heard in Martin Luther King's that last speech is that, you know, is basically I have faith and I believe that despite the adversity, you know, I have we will arrive. We are headed in the right direction, and you know, it's an internal thing. And it's something that I think, you know, I try to see that in the people externally too, just as I look at the communities. And it's an interesting thing. On a lot of levels, that song makes sense to me, you know.
And I'm glad that you said that, because that's the one thing that we need to start looking at our communities with more respect and pride. We can't just keep looking out the door and saying, oh, the grounds ain't took you care of, this ain't this and this ain't that. It just takes one person. We got a lot more followers now than leaders, but usually it takes one person to do something different and somebody else to follow. If you take a look at it, because a lot of times we get the sour face and the sour mouth about, oh, the youth ain't this, and the mamas ain't this, the fathers ain't that, and the community jacked up, and our president ain't this. We have to make change within ourselves. Be the change that you want to see. It sounds cliche, but it's real. Instead of you going over there and busting Day-Day upside the head, go holler at him and talk to him like a man. You know, just let's make this change. And then, you know, a lot of people sit around and complain about the problems, but don't come up with a solution to change anything. Those are the type of people that I waste time with. I'm only concerned with you, who, like, all right, come on, Diva, let's go. Let's make a change. Let's start. I remember when I was younger, we would go around and clean up the neighborhood. And the church did too. They had Clean Your Neighborhood Day. Everybody would take garbage bags out, and we'll go around the neighborhood and picking up stuff and cleaning up fields and stuff like that. These are our communities. Why are we waiting on government officials for the city to do something about it in our neighborhood?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, that's a deep discussion right there.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of factors involved, and I don't claim to be an expert on it, but you know, my music does really reflect kind of what I see, how I see it, and I think that, you know, like I said, you know, my name is Journey Brave is a statement, and what I mean by that is that I really look at myself first. I had a period of my life where I looked at the righteousness of other people, you know, but what I realized is that I'm just like other people, you know, and I can't put myself above or below that, you know. So, you know, it's like it's really just starting within, man, and that's where that whole Journey Brave concept is birthed from, is just everybody just, you know, realizing that we got to start within, you know.
Do you have any upcoming events or places you're going to be performing at?
Right now, I'll be honest with you. I like what my man said on the line. He said, "Yeah, I'm a father first."
Yeah.
You know, I'm a new father right now. I've been focused on, you know, as an artist in Atlanta, and pretty much everywhere in the USA, because there's so many new artists every minute. You know, everybody's a rapper, especially. Everybody's a producer. Everybody's doing something. So, you know, the supply and demand concept in the business of music is way more supply than it is demand. So there's not a lot of money going around to support for artists to perform and to do things. So me personally, I'm not doing any shows because I think there's value behind what I do. And there aren't a lot of people that are paying to do that. So I've gotten into doing my own shows. And a lot of times, you know, that's what I'm actually working on right now. You know, just kind of getting the business side of things better and throwing some more exclusive shows for my fans to really like what I do and want to come out. And I can actually start seeing that bread, you know.
I really believe that independent is the way. It started off as independent. We started off as independent business owners. We started off as independent artists. It started with the indies, and that's what basically I'm all about. The independent people. I'm an independent business owner, and I love it. I'm happy about it, you know, and I think it's a wonderful thing. And educating yourself, learning about, you know, hiring your first person, or learn about how you pay your taxes, and learn about the business, period, is a good thing. You know, and I applaud you on that. That's a great thing to be learning how to book your own shows and book your own self and who to talk to, how to talk to them, when to talk to them, what to make happen. It actually gives you an advantage on the industry. Because, you know, just like New York and Atlanta, those are very hard markets to break if you're an artist.
Very hard. Because there's so many. You know, there's so many, and that's cool. But I'll be honest with you, I have to take care of my family, and you know, I can't do a lot of free shows. I can't drive into the, as you got to factor in every expense. And if you're not making revenue, if there's no revenue generated, then what you're doing is you have an expensive hobby. You have an expensive hobby.
And you know what, G? This is Jay Real on that level, man. I'm gonna be honest with you, man. About 2 years ago, I did a show, man. I was doing shows for about a year straight, I was doing about 4 shows a week in that situation where you either doing the show for free, you paying for the slot, you coming up with the ticket, you know, that whole game. So I went through that for a whole year. And you know what I noticed after that year is after all them stages I had rocked and all that love I had got, nobody was really, still knew who I was. It wasn't doing shows, and that's what an independent artist has to realize. Doing shows is not promoting. Doing shows is to entertain fans that you have or fans that are actually, you know, potential fans in the building. But promoting your music is not performing. You know, and a lot of people think if I do shows and do shows and do a lot of shows and you never get out there in any other forms of promotion, then you're never really going to excel. And that's when I, like yourself, I have a family. I don't have the disposable income to be wasted. I got kids to feed. So I don't have, you know, I don't have the time or the money to be really just wasting on that. So I start working on developing my, you know, my craft and then promoting myself and put myself in a place where I can be seen other than on stage. So I agree totally with what you're saying. And for the indie artists, I hope they listen to what you're saying and realize that there's a place and time for everything. You know, if you're trying to fight out there and be an artist and that's tearing your home apart or making it difficult for you in life, get your life straight and then be that, then do that. You know, I'm not knocking nobody, but, you know, don't ruin your life over something that potentially might not even happen if you're not secure with it.
God first, family second, career third. Of course, I mean, I love being a radio personality. I love having a radio station, Deep Spot Radio. But, you know, my backup plan is my nursing certification. I'm going back to school in the winter to go for my RN. I did a CNA, the LPN, now I'm going for the RN. At the end of the day, you know, you want to have something that makes sense and that's effective for your family. If you can't really, you know, be wasting a lot of time when you're not getting paid or it's not putting you, not to try to sound selfish, but you invest all this money into airtime and promoting it, doing shows, but you're not making no money off of it. That's where your branding got to come in at. Your merchandise, your t-shirt, your mixtapes, your CD, you know, those type of things you want to have your music in stores on iTunes, available for purchase. We are in business. At the end of the day, we are in business, and that's what's important. And Journey Brave, what you said right there, it made a lot of sense. And starting your own shows, you cut out all the middlemen. Look what Jay-Z did. Jay-Z didn't go out and hire a big production company or none of that. Everything was done in-house. He had his team promoting. They started their own brand. They sold their own CDs. Everything was in-house. They pressed up their own shirts with the hot press at a time. Everything was in-house, and that's smart business right there. That's what's up. But, still in all, Atlanta is a hard market to break out of. Like, seriously, there's so many talented people over there. Hard. Collaborations. Who have you collabed with so far, Journey Brave?
I've collaborated with a lot of the artists down here, man. I don't even, you know, you may know some of these names, you may not, but I'm actually on a project that a good friend of mine named Colin Gibson, he's about to release it. It's called To Be Heard. I'm on a song with him and a phenomenal band. Hip-hop band down here called the Mighty Network. They're amazing. There's an artist by the name of Big Rec. I was just on a project with my homeboy Noble Artright. He has an album called Listening is an Act of Love. I was on a song called Wake Up with him and an artist by the name of Anderson Scott. It's two amazing artists. So if you just do some research, if you actually just go Google Journey Brave and do a little research, you can find out about me and who I've been connected with on the scene down here. There's a lot of really good artists that I've been associated with.
That's definitely what's up. So what's in your next move? Are you doing your show? And we got another song from you here, and I wanted to ask you about it because I wasn't able to pronounce it Sedulity? Am I saying
yes,
it right?
Yes, Sedulity. Yes, Sedulity.
Tell me about Sedulity.
A synonym for diligence, and, you know, to continue to push and press forward through the, you know, through the obstacles that you have to overcome to learn. I didn't have a mentor, really. I had people that kind of mentored me from a distance, like, and had some people kind of put me on some game here and there. I did a lot of listening, and I'm still learning. I have a lot more to learn, but, you know, it can be rough, and you will want to stop, man. But, you know, I'm passionate, and when you're passionate, man, you just got to keep pressing forward and learning, and that's kind of what this whole thing is about. You know, the sort of sedulities is about being diligent and overcoming doubt and fear and all those things that kind of stop some people from even trying.
Well, that's what's up. Go ahead and introduce the song so we can get into it right here on Frontline Fridays.
You are listening to Sedulity, man, by Journey Brave, myself. The beat was produced by Champion, a.k.a. Sir Walter Scott III from Richmond, Virginia. My man, enjoy.
Champion on the beat.
And I've sung a lot of songs, and I made some bad rhymes. I've acted out my life on stages with 10,000 people watching. But we're alone now and I'm singing this song to you.
I'm on that Phantom of the Opera. Look through your binoculars. What the hell he doing? Trying to win an Oscar? No, I'm just acting out my life on stage. I'm Denzel with a pencil. It's training day. I'm a man on fire. No house is safe. I'm the inside man in your memory bank. Seizing your thoughts. Trying to turn pain into power. Brainstorming. And it's been raining for hours that have turned into days. Then turned into years. It's hard for me to stop because I only fear fear. Failure's not an option. You fail if you quit. Defeat is motivation if you learn from it. Quit. That's what I tell myself daily. Gaining strength in my roots, Alex Haley. Show me a hero and I'll write you a tragedy. I'm just a man trying to handle reality.
1, 2, 3, 4.
10 up, chest out, have faith, endure.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Gotta press through the pain till you get what you want.
1
for the money, yes sir, 2 for the show. A couple of years ago to Atlanta I drove. Lost most of my stuff, but I saved my soul. Didn't sell it for the platinum, silver, or gold. I work at a restaurant, waiting on tables. Waiting for the money, trying to stay stable. Chasing my dream, balancing on the rail. Between good and bad, succeed and fail. That's real, life as I fight through the hell. Giving vision to the blind like my life was in braille. Seizing your thoughts, trying to turn pain into power. Brainstorming, and it's been raining for hours that have turned into days, then turned into years. It's hard for me to stop, cause I only fear fear. Failure's not an option, you fail if you quit. Defeat is motivation if you learn from it. Quick.
1, 2, 3, 4.
10 up, chest out, have faith, endure.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Gotta press through the pain till you get what you want.
1, 2, 3, 4.
10 up, chest out, have faith, endure.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Gotta press through the pain till you get what you want.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Sedulity.
Diva Spot Radio on the spot, on the grind.
Diva Radio, Diva Radio, Diva Diva Radio, Diva Diva Radio, Diva Diva Radio, 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 Diva Rad
This is Diva Spot Radio with your host, Diva Mary J.
Mellow on the beat.
It's your girl, Diva Ebony B, a.k.a. Miss Motivation, b.k.a. Diva Mary K. Up in the thing live with Johnny Brave, and that was a hot track for Duty. That was definitely hot. You just got that head bopping music. Like, you just can't help but to nod your head to this music.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
Oh, no problem. Of course, this music is going to go on rotation. It's already on rotation all over the world. Also on the Diablo show, it's on the front line now, and it will be going to Phenomenal Radio. So we salute you for coming through and making this great music that all generations can listen to.
No problem. You know what? And you know, it's going to continue because, you know, music is life, man. And I just enjoy doing it. You know, if people are interested, so the track Stability and Fame can be found on my self-titled album, Journey Brave. You can just go to journeybrave.com and go to the music section, and it'll take you to where you can go to listen to more. But, yeah, I'm glad that you all are enjoying it.
That's what's up. Journey Brave, you're welcome to come back to Frontline Fridays anytime. The next time, you just got to pour your own plate, King.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's what's up. You're welcome to stay with us. We're about to get into this Educate and Regulate session with Jay Builder Williams on Turning Up. Of course, we've got a hot track that's coming from Far Down. It's off that Love album. We're going to showcase that tonight. And I got that indie mix. So go ahead and stay tuned with us. Go ahead and mute your mic. And then when we come back to this Educate and Regulate session, you definitely want to open your mic if you want to be heard, okay?
Word.
So, it's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuning in live to Frontline Fridays, each and every Friday, 7 p.m. on the West, 10 p.m. on the East. We turned it up. We're about to go ahead and educate and regulate them with Jay Ritter Willis. Ask Kali, come on in here and drop it down for us, baby.
It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva Ebony B. It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva Ebony B. Hey, queen, gon' bounce. Hey, queen, gon' bounce. Hey, queen, what you bounce? On the front line, Diva Ebony B. Hey, queen, gon' queen gon' teach you some. Hey queen, what you teach you some? On the front line with Diva Ebony B.
We're gonna bring Jay Ritter Willis up in this thing. Holla at us, King.
You already know how we get down. It's time to educate and regulate on Frontline Fridays. Diva, I wanted to bring up a important subject that's ongoing. Everybody knows about it, but we need to keep it fresh on our minds. The AIDS epidemic. This stuff is real, y'all. And you got to understand it's alive out there. And a specific instance of how deadly this stuff is, a lot of people aren't known to the knowledge of the AIDS Holocaust. It's an actual newly labeled incident, which they did basically our consensus and gather numbers by death certificates and whatnot, and they established that over 50 million people between 1985 and 1992 died.
Wow.
From AIDS. Good majority of them being women of African American descent. And this is all over the world, not just in the United States, but this is all over the world. So this is, 2013 is 20 years ago. And, you know, there's still no, as we know, no cure. And so I just want to remind people to remember to always protect yourself and always be cautious of who you're with. You know, I'm not saying, you know, just be scared and all that, but be cautious and understand that it's real and it's still killing, especially the majority of women of African origin, African descent, or African ethnicity is a prime target for those individuals. So just make sure you get yourself checked and know, you know, there's nothing wrong with asking your doctor when you go on your checkup, hey, I want an AIDS test. You know, it's not saying nothing about yourself or who you've been with or what type of person you are. You just want to know. Why not know? You know, if you have some money sitting in the bank, wouldn't you want to know about it? Why, you know, why not ask? So just be knowledgeable, and that's how I wanted to get at you for this evening, Educate and Regulate.
I appreciate that, King. It's so important for you to know your status, people. And even, you know, let's talk about respecting our bodies, too. These are temples. Our bodies are temples. They're not to just to be easily thrown around with whoever. And it's such a grown situation when you can take your mate and say to your mate that you've been dating and now, you know, you've been using condoms or whatever. Now you want to go to the next level and go in without a condom. If not, you know, either way, go to the clinic. It's free. Free AIDS test. Some of them give you money to take the test. That's crazy. They give you little vouchers and whatnot to go get ice cream or something. But I encourage you guys to know your status. It's not only affecting you by being irresponsible with your body, but it's also affecting the children who come afterwards. Not only can you have HIV or AIDS, you can pass it on to your child. That's not right. Child in this world because you didn't want to take the time out to know your status and know your mate status is very important. So, you know, with that number of people dying and checking death records, and of course we know there's no cure,
that was amazing to me. It was captivating to me to hear of that amount of number of people in that, even in that short amount of time. We're talking about 1985 to 1992, that's 7 years. You know, and that totality of individuals dying within that, I mean, that's huge. And if given the opportunity, I'm pretty sure there's some type of up-to-date information on the numbers. I'll obtain that and come back at a later time and inform people again how serious this thing is. We, you know, it's better know than not know. Like the Queen is letting you know, it's not hard. These things are available. They're free. If you're in the high schools, you talk to your counselor, or you know, you might not have the knowledge of where to go or who to talk to. You might be embarrassed. Don't want to talk to your parents. Just, you know, there's individuals looking to whatever you want your source to be to find out and be aware of what's going on.
It's all about awareness, people. It's responsible to know your status. It's swag to know your status. It's so important. That's what real men and real women do. That's the Educate and Regulate session for tonight. I want to get into this hot song right here. I actually was able to get it in here, and it's called Down. King, tell us, introduce the song so we can get into it live. And also, before we do that, Journey Brave, I wanted to see if you had any feedback on the topic of AIDS.
Hello?
Yeah, Journey Brave, I can hear you. Did you want to comment on the Educate and Regulate, or you just was listening?
I'm just listening right now. Y'all good. I want to hear this track.
Cool.
Y'all good.
Go ahead and introduce the track, Jay Ritter Villas, so we can get into it.
Okay, well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to hand it off to my man because he's actually the developer, creator, and artist of this track. So I'm going to let him introduce himself.
Yo, 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 what up? It's Chase Aaron. You already know, California repping West with it. Yeah, the track right here, this is off my album Clarity and off J. Real's album, The Real Love album, dropped February 14th, Valentine's. So basically the track, you know, just had to do something for the ladies. You know, keep it real with the R&B and soul music because nowadays we got a bunch of people whining on songs, can't really feel the emotion. You already know how that goes. But let's go ahead and get into that. Down by Chase Aaron. Follow me at Chase Aaron _. What up?
Yeah. Baby. If you really want it, love, you could have. I mean, it's been right here, since day one. So I guess my question to you is
that really what you want? Are you down?
Give me this one chance. Gotta make it work. Please don't tell me no. Hit me where it hurts. Look into my eyes. What is it you see? Look into my soul. That's where you should be. That you wanna find yourself, baby, I can help. You just gotta take my hand. Let your thoughts run wild, baby, I want you, girl, tell me what's up. Yeah.
Diva Spot Radio on the spot, on the grind.
Nothing but that music that motivates and educates. Are you down? Are you? That's a smooth loving baby. Are you down? Yes, I am. Yes, yes, I am. Yo, big shout out for that hot song right there. Let's go to the call lines and get some feedback. I see you with your hands up, baby. 215-873. You're on the front line. Squad up.
Squad up. What it do? It's your boy Black Cancer. How you doing, Diva?
Oh, Black Cancer is up in this thing. What's going on, King? It's so great to have you on the front line and coming through and blessing us with your presence. This is for you right here.
All
right,
all right, all right. Yeah.
What's going
on?
That
was good. Damn, that was on point.
Oh, you know how Diva do. I just get better with time, baby. That's all that is.
What kind of wine is you?
Hey, I'm cherry wine. Life is good.
I can dig it. You about to make me make a poem out of that shit.
Yeah, oh my God. You definitely right about that. You are definitely a lyricist. Your mirror's music is good. You have definitely grown. You're doing your thing. I have been watching just because you don't hear me. I'm always watching. The hot song that we just played down, give us your feedback for that.
Well, you know, the song you just played, too, I love that song. You know, that was hot. That was extra hot. I would actually want to, you know, like, collab with the R&B singer or whatever, or write for
here.
That person.
Be here, Chaz. Hey, baby, be here.
Oh, all right, cool. Yeah, I do spoken words and I rap and hip-hop and stuff like that, but I also, like, literally, I songwrite, so, yeah, man, I'm willing to collab. That was a hot track. Is that, like, available on iTunes or we could get it for free?
It's actually free. You can go right ahead on my website, www.chaseaaron.com. You can check it out there.
Hold on. I just downloaded the episode or whatever because I had to write that down. You said that kind of fast. It's cool.
www.chaseaaron.com. I'm going to go to your Facebook.
All right, cool.
Word.
Black Cancer, how long is he with you, man? Where is he, the man who's just like me? Where is he?
I've been good. I'm actually, I'm back in business, and I mean, like, permanently or whatever. I took not so much of a hiatus. I was doing more music and pushing stuff. You know, it's cold weather, so that gave me your time to really build on clientele as far as material, you know, far as working on projects with other artists and stuff like that. So I took some time away from the blog spot, John. I wasn't even doing Grind Hard Radio like that. Even shout outs to Jit and Dangerous Texas and Virginia Slim and everybody over there, whatever. So I took a time off from that, too, because, you know, I do go to school and I got a social life, too. So, you know, occasionally it feels like something have to give and you basically do have to give something up. And I never gave up the rap. Like I said, I just took some time off. But I wasn't lunchboxing. I was writing the whole time. So I managed to cover out of that time that I spent from Diva Spot Radio and a couple other blog talks, man, I wrote over 30 songs, close to 50, I'll say.
That's what's up. That's what it's about. You want to have your catalog up. Being a well-seasoned artist, you want to have your catalog up, and there's nothing wrong with taking a vacation. Diva's about to take a vacation in about 2 months. When I'm coming back, when I'm still ready, that's when Diva come back. I come back when I want. But the music, the show will go on. There will be playing. I still will be showcasing the hot independent artists like yourself, Diva, the Rose, Aaron Hall. I can't. Let me say this right. I don't like messing with body name. Kate Aaron. Am I saying that right, Kate?
Yeah.
I want to mess with the name up. Kate Aaron. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm here. It was just a little broken up. on that end. I'm sorry.
The artist's name. I don't want to mess your name up. Am I saying your name right?
Oh, Chase. Chase Aaron.
Yeah. There it is.
Yeah. C-H-A-S-E-A-A-R-O-N .com. Or follow that with an underscore at Chase Aaron underscore at Twitter right there. So I'll definitely, anybody that wants to collaborate with the young man, I'm pretty sure he's open to do his thing, you know. And or if you
I
apologize.
Are you on Twitter right now?
Yep.
Are you on Twitter right now?
Yeah, we right there right now.
Alright, hit me with a tweet with the because my Twitter is open right now. I couldn't find it via the website. I couldn't find it. I may be spelling it wrong, but hit me on Twitter with Chase Aaron's Twitter so I can go to his page and get his website and send it over to.
Okay, yeah, he's young. They type real fast when they're young. You understand me? These youngsters, they yeah. See, here you go, right here, Blue Keep. God, man, see, I couldn't do that. We had typewriters when I was going to school. I was in the last era of the typewriter.
But Black Cancer, this is such a special show tonight because today is my mother's birthday, my old Earth birthday.
Oh,
she has been gone for 15 years.
Happy birthday to her. God bless her. You know,
happy birthday.
It's just a great thing because I know my mother is looking down and she's proud. That's the big thing. And I was debating whether or not I wanted to do the show, but I was like, why wouldn't I? Why wouldn't I do the show? How much we had Bump Pro on earlier today from Newark. He's from Brick City. I need to link you up with him, Black Cancer. You're going to like that. That's going to be a good collab. You and Bump Pro and then you and Chase Aaron and everything that's going on. That's some good collaborations. I'm going to I get you to him. But, wow. And then you come through and show some love. The night just get better. The queen know how to bring out the kings, I'm telling y'all.
Word.
So you know,
I made this hot indie mix and it's so butter. And of course all my mixes usually drop on Spreaker on the 15th of each and every month. I have been dropping my mixes on the 15th of each month to give the independent artists time to get their music in. So all you independent artists who are looking to be on Frontline Fridays mixtapes, all you got to do is hit me up on Twitter at Diva Ebony B. That's at Diva Ebony B and say, Diva, I'm on the spot on the grind. So at Reply Diva Ebony B on the spot on the grind, and I will contact you back and check out your music to get you on the Frontline Fridays mixtape. Squad up.
Squad up.
Yo, big shout out to everybody that tuned in live tonight. I'm about to get into this hot mix right here, which is the Diva Cherry Wine. Well, shout out to Nas and Amy Winehouse for that hot track, too. Oh, my gosh. It's a phenomenal situation. But this is my hot mix that I made, a little 30-minute mix. It's the Cherry Wine mix part two. So y'all make sure y'all follow me on Twitter at Diva Ebony B. Stay tuned because when I come back, I'm going to have more goodies. Let's go.
At www.spreaker.com, create your own radio show and find thousands of exclusive radio channels.
Diva Spot Radio on the spot, on the grind.
What's going on, you guys? It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. Are you tired of being a worker bee and ready to be the boss? The time is now to contact DMV Staffing and put yourself in the driver's seat. Follow Lyndon Greer on Twitter at LGTime. That's LGSTIME. And start making your own hours and seeing real financial growth and freedom through your hard work. Also, be sure to go to www.dmvstaffing.com. Again, that's www.dmvstaffing.com.
We got money. We got gold. King James. King Talk. This is to my king.
got money.
Everybody got dough.
Changing feet.
So we what a love at? I'm Ruth David. Like a walking calculator, then he lies trying to do me. He judge wanna sue me, breaking bread with attorney. Just so I can be free, how the hell?
Oh,
man. Pro the G codes. Rest out of sale. They could not see you flexing, shine, they open with that eye. Trying to take what you find, he's crazy. Now we out here talking about chopping boy down. Rob your blind for them, send them.
But he don't know shit. He just drunk and full of.
Well, I say, hold up, mother, what a love.
Cause
Girls, Tamara Bubble, and you are now tuned in live on Frontline Fridays with the diva Ebony B. And she ain't showcasing nothing but hot indie music. Tune in live at www.phenomradio.com. Bubble.
Yo, this Lady G. You are now tuned in live with Diva Mary Kay, Miss Motivation I See You, and Tay Black on Frontline Fridays, where all hot indie artists and music is live and bumping. Featuring nothing but true soldiers. Watch me do my thing. Watch me do my thing. Stay tuned for Bad Chicks. Stay on top. Let's go.
Make sure you check out Diva Mary Kay on Frontline Fridays, where all hot indie artists and music live. For info, call 908-296-5739.
Thank you. Bring the action.
When you have it in the club, you're gonna turn the shit up. You're gonna turn the shit up. You're gonna turn the shit up. When we up in the club, all eyes on us. All eyes on us. All eyes on us. See the boys in the club. They watching us. They watching us. They watching us. Everybody in the club. All eyes on us. All eyes on us. All eyes on us.
I wanna scream and shout and let it all out and scream and shout and let it out. We saying oh we are, we are, we are. I wanna scream and
shout and let it all out and scream and shout and let it out. We saying oh we are, we are, we are. You are now
rocking with Will.i.am Britney, bitch.
The action.
Rock and roll, everybody let's lose control. All the bottom, we let it go. Going fast, we ain't going slow. No, no, hey, yo. Hear the beat, now let's hit the flow. Drink it up and then drink some more. Light it up and let's let it blow, blow, blow. Hey, yo. Rock it out, rock it out. If you know what we talking about, burn it up and burn down the house.
The action.
When you have it in the club, you're gonna turn the shit up. You're gonna turn the shit up. You're gonna turn the shit up. When we up in the club, all eyes on us. All eyes on us. All eyes on us.
You see them girls in the club, they looking at us. They looking at us. They looking at us.
Everybody in the club, all eyes on us. All eyes on us. All eyes on us.
Scream and shout and let it all out. And scream and shout and let it out. We saying oh we are, oh, we are, oh, we are. Oh. We saying oh we are, oh, we are, oh, we are. Oh. I wanna scream and shout and let it all out. And scream and shout and let it out. We saying oh we are, oh, we are, oh, we are.
Oh. You are now rocking with Will I Am and
Britney, bitch.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. It goes on and on and on and on. When me and you party together, I wish this night would last forever. 'Cause I was feeling down, now I'm feeling better. And maybe
with 10,000 people watching, but we're alone now, and I'm singing this song to you.
Jersey. I'm on that Phantom of the Opera. Look through your binoculars. What the hell he doing? Trying to win an Oscar? No, I'm just acting out my life on stage. I'm Denzel with a pencil. It's training day. I'm a man on fire. No house is safe. I'm the inside man in your memory bank. Seizing your thoughts. Trying to turn pain into power. Brainstorming. And it's been raining for hours that have turned into days. Then turned into years. It's hard for me to stop because I only fear fear. Failure's not an option. You fail if you quit. Defeat is motivation if you learn from it. Quit. That's what I tell myself daily. Gaining strength in my roots, Alex Haley. Show me a hero and I'll write you a tragedy. I'm just a man trying to handle reality.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Chin up, chest out, have faith, endure.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Gotta press through the pain till you get what you want. One for the money, yes sir, two for the show. A couple of years ago to Atlanta I drove. Lost most of my stuff, but I saved my soul. Didn't sell it for the platinum, silver, or gold. I work at a restaurant, waiting on tables. Waiting for the money, trying to stay stable. Chasing my dream, balancing on the rail. Between good and bad, succeed and fail. That's real, life as I fight through the hell. Giving vision to the blind like my life was in braille. Seizing your thoughts, trying to turn pain into power. Brainstorming, and it's been raining for hours that have turned into days, then turned into years. It's hard for me to stop because I only fear fear. Failure's not an option. You fail if you quit. Defeat is motivation if you learn from it. Quick.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Chin up, chest out, have faith, endure.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Gotta press through the pain till you get what you want.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Chin up, chest out, have faith, endure.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Gotta press through the pain till you get what you want.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Sedulity.
What's going on, you guys? It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. Are you tired of being a worker bee and ready to be the boss? The time is now to contact DMV Staffing and put yourself in the driver's seat. Follow Lyndon Greer on Twitter at LGTime. That's LGSTIME. And start making your own hours and seeing real financial growth and freedom through your hard work. Also, be sure to go to www.dmvstaffing.com. Again, that's www.dmvstaffing.com.
Come on.
I go deeper than the wide receiver or the subsonic bass in the speaker. Flow full of ether. Yeah, call me Napalm John. Cause when I turn my rhymes on, I bomb like Vietnam Don the dust. I strike like elephant tusk. Spit truth, most dudes just embellish and rust. Well, I shine like greasy foreheads in summertime, though. Life is a witch, her body's divine. So I'ma stay in the for as long as I can, till I bust and give birth to my marvelous plans. People try to get more green like Mo Green and get shot in the eye by your wise guy. I dream it, patiently play my hand, not chasing cream, cause cream come easy when you own the cow. Milk it every day and make cheese by the pound. Milk it every day and make cheese, homie. I want the fame, the fortune, you want the fame. Than the temperature in deep freezers, deeper than the scandals in police force, deeper, deeper than the black in my skin, deeper than the look of Charles Manson when he grinned, deeper than the strums of Jimi Hendrix, the hums of fallen youth when bullets release their spirits, the fate of the wicked, deeper than the root of religion is fiction, the same lies that fool Muslims, they fool Christians, deeper, deeper than the truth, deeper than the noose, deeper than swastikas of the Jews, deeper than the flu vaccination. They inject you with a virus for a payment, save it. Deeper than the Matrix, CIA agents, UFO cases, income tax payments. Deeper than races using Bible translations. Deeper than spaces, spaces. Man, I want the fame, the fortune, you want
make sure you check out Diva Mary Kay
on Frontline Friday,
where all hot indie artists and music live. For info, call 908-296-5739.
When we first got together, we was feeling each other. She was a good queen to me, and I was a good brother. I was never scared to express, tell our lover. We used to build on the regular, great friends and all that. She never did me wrong, always calling me back. Communicated all the time, we was never on track. I comforted her, gave her mad rings with the diamond. Treated children like my own, I was there when they crying. We was honest with our shit, never spit no game. Even the sex was on point, bedroom filled with flames. But about a year later, she was starting to change. So many male friends around her, picking her brain, selling her soul for these dudes, disrespect my name. I made a queen out of this chick, and now she lame. But I could resurrect her soul and bring her my home. I told you before, donkey massage in the dome, come on.
Word up, yo, she really went in, done. Survived off, man, and God held me down.
kept my faith for the crown. They must square on the ground. Saw the wicked up close, trying to hold a righteous vow. But others found a way, once lost, now found. See, we had the same story, wore the jack of the hounds. Word up, yo. What happened to the sister love? When you see me walking down the street, you need to speak. And that attitude you now got, you need to speak. When the chip on the shoulder, girl, girl, you need to speak. And with your mouth ripped out now, now, you need to speak. Cause, you know, yo, y'all sisters, y'all need to sit down and have a talk with y'all mates, you know what I mean? Talk about things, word up, man. Things need to change, you know what I mean? Word up, what the hell happened anyway? Word up, man. You know what I'm saying? Silk Steve, East New York, best guy, do or die. The DOD, baby. CEO, the Gunner Entertainment, word up. Capadonna, the illest cheese, move killer bees. Protect your neck, Wu-Tang Management, Buffalo University, word up. You know what I'm saying, Leo? You know what we doing, baby. Taking it straight to the TOTB.
You already know we getting down. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. That was definitely a hot mix right there. That Frontline Fridays mixtape showcasing nothing but the hottest in the industry, in and out of the industry, independent music all day. I gave y'all a nice little mix at the top of the mix. I gave y'all some King David with Where's the Love. Then I hit y'all back with some Tamera Bubbles, Pull Your Pants Up. We had a double play of Tamera Bubbles after that is the Killer Baby. Then we hit you guys with some Scream and Shout, Will I Am, Britney Spears. I like that song. It's full of energy. Then, of course, we hit y'all up with the double play from Journey Brave to Duality and the Fame. And then we hit y'all up with some of that Sister Love by Silk Ski featuring Campadonna. They definitely will be on the show soon. Big shout out to Silk Ski, man. That's my boy. Jay Ray the Realist, did you enjoy the mix?
You already know. I'm over here. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it. It's always a pleasure. It's always a breath of fresh air. Listening to your mixes, cause I'm just sitting here telling my boy, I'm like, she always put the mixes together tight, man. She always sets you in that mood to relax, you know, to gather the energy. So I respect and I appreciate you, Diva, for having that ear to be able to create them lists like that from a base of independent artists, from people otherwise we might not never hear. You know, you also give an opportunity for these artists to be out and be heard by other artists or other people or, you know, people they might not have touched. So
that's what it's all about. This is the show is mainly for us to have a great time, to have fun. This is real radio. This is real Diva. This is real music. And that's what it's about, giving the artists the opportunity to be able to get their music showcased and network with other artists and do collabs and do great things like that and to make a good mixtape where you can, you know, we'll put you in one move and then put you in another move, but at the end of the day, you're still groovy. You know, you're not feeling like a ball of flame at the end of the day. So big shout out to all the independent artists who submit their music to www.divaspotent1@gmail.com. And also that goes to www.divaspotent.blogspot.com and fill out that submission form. I definitely appreciate you. You guys, this is music. Music is life. Big shout out to my special guest that came on today at the top of the hour. We have Brick City native Bump Pro with that tatted white girl. That was definitely hot. And then we went over to Illinois and we had Journey Brave come through to give us more of that music, that sensual, that educating music, that right, that self-conscious music. We need more of that, and that's what we do here on the front line each and every Friday, 7 p.m. on the west and 10 p.m. on the east. Big shout out to you, Jay Real the Realist. Big shout out to Chase Aaron for making that song down.
Yeah.
I'm gonna play that again tonight. Yes, I am. It's a beautiful song. We gotta definitely network and get you on the front. Get that submission form filled out for you and make it happen. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. Now tune in live to Frontline Friday. Make sure you tune in tomorrow with us, me, on Space Age Day. Big shout out to Space Age Day. Big shout out to Kay Black. We're going to be on the front line tomorrow on Steps Game Up Saturday. That's 5 p.m. on the west and 8 p.m. on the east. Make sure y'all keep God first, family second, and career third. I'm out of here.